So you are full of zeal and excitement. Everybody wants you to pray for them because your slate has just been wiped clean. This is your rebirth, your new start. It is not just a new chapter, but a new book, and in fact, a new series. Now, the community has a vested interest in your success. My advice to you is to take your time because you have a long road ahead. I've seen some converts full of anxiety because of all the things they needed to learn. You'll cross some bridges when you get to them. And some of us were once full of zeal, so super excited to discover this tradition, and so excited to proclaim that we believe. So here's a brief list of some pitfalls to avoid. Number 1. Keep your name. Your parents have known you for nearly 2 decades or more by one name. Do not force them to call you by your new Muslim name, especially one they cannot pronounce. It will weird them out. Number 2. If you are in college, stay in college. Do not drop out of school, travel to some dusty village to learn the basics of your faith. You can learn a lot of stuff by reputable online classes and institutions, or by attending a class at your local Muslim community center. Complete school. Do not listen to somebody who is slanging oils on the street corner, or a privileged kid who has had his college bankrolled by affluent parents tell you to drop out because of student loans. Those same people will not be able to support you when you are unemployed. Number 3. If you have a job, do not quit. Unless you're a stripper or a bartender, but even then, you probably need to make a gradual transition to halal gains. But if you work for corporate America, do not let some zealot make you feel guilty because you work for the man. Number 4. Don't act like you've joined a cult. Maintain ties with your non-Muslim friends and family. It may also be a good idea to keep saying praises and thanks to God in English. If you get all weird and stop talking to people, your family may want to send a specialist to deprogram you. Number 5. Don't take it all on. Pace your learning so that your practice matches your knowledge. This is not a race. Don't know or feel like you have to memorize the Quran and become a muhaddis tomorrow. Look for creative ways to contribute to your community that doesn't overburden you but gives you a sense of place. Number 6. Avoid hypercritical analysis of everything around you. Just because you found God doesn't mean that the whole world has gone to pot. The Prophet said that people's faith ebbs and flows. Just because you're on a spiritual high now and willing to give up all your material possessions and become a dervish doesn't mean that in 15 years all you'll be thinking about is how you'll finance your kids' braces. Number 7. Don't adopt delusions of grandeur. Chances are you are not the Mahdi or savior for all Muslims. There were a lot of people who came before you and many who will come after you that wanted to challenge the established order. It is not your job to start the caliphate. In fact, you may find yourself frustrated by dealing the board of your local masjid, and your own breakaway group will probably run out of funds before you can kickstart your movement. But you can do your part to help make the world a better place by being a good person with a moral compass. Number 8. Avoid rushing into marital decisions. Nothing will freak out your parents more than a stranger marriage. But above all, it can be very damaging to you as a new Muslim. Some people will rush to marry a new shahada because you don't know anything. Take your time to develop yourself, both as a Muslim and as a human being. You should be prepared to take on all the religious and real-world responsibilities of being a Muslim partner. Also, you should make sure that your potential partner knows his or her responsibilities and is willing to be a supportive partner. You want this decision to be one of the best decisions you'll ever make, and it will determine the course and direction that your Islam will take. Even if you become Muslim through the process of marriage, You need to take ownership of your faith and your religious development. Number 9. Refrain from religious wars. Don't start debating your family members and chastising them about their mushrik, kafir faith. It is better to live by example, and if they have questions, answer them to the best of your ability. But maintain respect for your family ties. Well, that is my list. I'm sure there are many others. Feel free to offer your advice in the comment section.